Okay, everybody, this is Ron Amatron. Today is Wednesday, and Larry's keeping track of the month and the day. So today is August 10th, 2011. So let's do an emotional clearing for everybody, and then I'll tell you what's kind of new and exciting that's happening here. Here we go. So emotional clearing. Think of a situation that maybe troubled you, bothered you in the last few days or so. Here we go. One, clearing that energy from you. Two, three, four, and five. Okay. So I have another clearing that will be up at some point here. I'm still working with it. And I'll just describe it as I see it right now. So we have, you know, about the jellyfish energies on top of your head with their tentacles going down, connecting to your cells of your body with their stingers. And then we know that the orbs are there to look around for our emotions, which will also feed the jellyfish. And then somehow that gets all put into a parallel lifetime that we normally visit, or we have those situations in our dream state. So what we just discovered is that stuck onto your body, glued onto your body, I'll put it that way, is like kind of like plywood. You know how plywood is made up of different laminations? So to make it simplistic so our mind can kind of wrap around this kind of theory here, we'll say the left side of you has these laminations, and they have all the different parallel lives stuck onto each other, one next to each other. And that would be your past parallel lifetimes. And remember, each one of those could be a different type of emotional movie screen, okay? Movie set for you. And then the right side of you, we'll say, is your future. And that is also the same. So what they can do, they can pick one of those particular things that are attached to your body into your cells, and they can take your past and move it over into your future and superimpose that into one of those future timelines. So we all know, like I've mentioned in the past, and you all have had this experience to where you wonder, why is this happening? What's going on? I've been here before. Why am I re-experiencing this drama and trauma over again? You know, just like the last one that happened a while back or whenever it did. That's because they took the past one that had a lot of mileage in it still, because you're still dealing with the trauma, anxiety, fear of something. And they go, oh, well, we're going to put that into your future so that we can still keep track of you. And it worked in the past, and now it'll work in the future. Kind of like a closed loop system where they keep bouncing you from one to the other. Remember, your past controls your current reality. So I think we all understand that. That's why they say history repeats itself. So your past gets recycled into a future timeline and might be a similar movie, but you're still the main actor on it with all of your friends, because these are all parallel lifetimes attached to you. So I just started doing a clearing. I'm still investigating it, so it's like with myself, we'll say in the test mode. So what we're going to do is take this energy off of you on the left side, and I'm going to move it away. I can only do it for a short time. I'll do as much as I can do in the next minute here. Remember, this thing is like put onto you with like super glue, you know? So I'm going to count to 10 to try to peel part of it away and see if you have any relief. Then I want you to get up and walk around and see if you feel better. The last one of these that I did, it takes about an hour to do this one process here, maybe a little bit longer. But we'll do this, you know, much as I can do in the next, say, minute. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So you might feel your body feeling a little maybe out of balance because we're taking it off the top of you first, you know, maybe on the top of your head or the side of your head. And it's kind of like, you know, doing house deconstruction. You know, you get the pry bar in there and you try to peel something away from something else that's hammered in tight. This is actually glued. So here we go. Do a little more of it. If you hear any creaks in there, you know that it's coming off. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what I'll do is go down to your shoulders. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's about all I can do right now. And now we're going to do the right side of you. So that was the past, okay? Past timelines that were connected to that part of your body. Now we're going to do the same part on the right side, same location. This is your future. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Yeah, I feel my body like kind of almost moving internally, externally. Kind of feels weird. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Oh boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody, get up and kind of walk around. I can hold this for probably about 5 minutes for you. And you might feel strange, but you will feel different. Remember, we're taking away the past and the future timeline that's connected to your body as you get taken from one place to the next. And this is a great find. So if anybody wants to comment on that, you can. Maybe we can have a caller call in. So we'll give it back to Carrie here. She's on. So delaminating. That's good. So here we go. So Carrie.
Hi.
Are you out there?
I'm out here, and I do feel strange, and I do feel different. I'm feeling this on mostly on the skin, kind of on the front half of my neck. It was itchy. It was like I feel like I'm about to break out in hives. And also, my heart, it's too dramatic to say that I felt like it stopped, but it was almost like, you know, when you hold your breath and you pause and you wait and you wait and you wait before you take another breath, I felt like my heart was doing that in my chest, and then I realized I wasn't breathing, too, and kind of had to remind myself to take a breath. Kind of a like, oh, what's this kind of a feeling. So very interesting, Ron. So let's see, we have quite a few people on the Fast Chat, so hi to all of you and welcome to everybody else. And we have someone else on the show with us today. We have a sponsor, and today Pauline is joining us. So I just want to see if Pauline is out there. Are you with us, Pauline?
Yes, I am.
Great. Well, welcome, and thank you so much for coming on. So you know what? I'm just going to sit back and hand it over to you. And how are you feeling from this?
I don't know. Just thinking about how I think I didn't get the web coat removed, so I'm not feeling that. So is mm-hmm. that maybe the reason, Ron? Possibly?
I don't know.
Interesting.
Because usually I feel things. So this time I didn't, and I was surprised. So maybe, and I've been saying I got to get that web coat removal off of me. So I was even thinking when you were describing it that maybe the web coat is a version of this, but maybe not. I don't know. You obviously would have said that that's what it was. So it's
probably
a different
layer.
Yeah,
I'll do a sample of the web people. So the web coat is a sticky stuff that's on you. Also, it could be like maybe part of the glue. So
it's like the sludge body as well, and then the mind control bodies that you used to have on your list of services, I wonder if that's all like muck. They're always like a little stew that they have put together of us.
Yeah, it's very possible. So here's a web coat clearing. So here we go. Wow. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Wow, that's getting heavy, too.
I'm feeling that.
Yeah, here
that's
we go.
What I felt, that I couldn't feel the other one because of it, that I need to clear this.
Yeah, this is like the slime clearing, you know,
yep.
In a sense, you know. It's this thing they put on you that, here we go. I see here. Everett says, okay, I feel a little different. Left shoulder, back to elbow, like honey sticky. Here we go. So one, this is a web coat clearing. Two, three, four, oh boy, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and
ooh.
Ten.
Hi.
Okay. So, gets deeper.
Yeah, is there a connection to... I had asked or put on the fast chat the last show about the mind, because somebody was saying, how else can they get to us through parallel lives? And I remember you had the mind created, the one that we create by daydreaming and dreaming of the past and the future. So, and then you just said that this is a past and future version of what you just cleared. So is there a connection there?
Well, it's possible. Okay. Remember, our minds can create a parallel life, too. We can create our own drama and traumas, okay, just by thinking of something. And then by doing so, then that could be, acted upon, by the aliens, and then we can go into parallel life because you're hoping for something, wishing for something. So that could be a possibility, too, because we can create our own reality of mind, daydreaming, living in your own reality, role-playing inside of yourself, we'll say. And that could also connect you into something because you had to get the information from somewhere. So you may be drawing upon maybe a past life, and that would go into a parallel lifetime. Remember, everything... it's still parallel lives. The common denominator is mind control. So, you could be looking at a parallel life from a distant past, and you're thinking about, winning the Powerball or something, or going in, to a gambling facility or whatever, or playing the lotto or whatever it is, winning money. And maybe, in the past you were very lucky somewhere, and your body won some money. So, yes, it's very possible that both could be true, where you could actually create it yourself, but you could be pulling up stuff inside of yourself from the past and recreating that. And the alien is just going along for the ride, going, oh, this person has this great idea. We forgot about that. We'll now connect them up because they're now bringing this thing conscious. Remember, they only deal with you on conscious things. So if you don't think of anything, then to them you're like mentally dead. And, from that point, they don't need you. But when you start thinking of things, then that's how they attach to you. Then they pull out your dramas and traumas and bring back your past, create a parallel life for you, put that into the future. Then you're on this continuous, road way to hell because you keep having the same thing happening to you in your life. At least the same thoughts. And that's
Boy,
the way
you
it works. So... we'll see what the comments are on the fast chat here from this last clearing.
Well, they seem to be using our creativity against us as well.
Yes, anything that they can, that is correct. Uh-huh.
Well, we have quite a few people mentioning it. It seems that, that it is, as you said, Everett was feeling different in his left shoulder, and Martha is saying her skin is where she's feeling it too, and her upper lip is tingling. This might be from the first one, the new one that you did the sample over on. I'm not sure when these were typed in. And Kathy is saying that she's feeling a tightness in her chest. Yeah, that's kind of what I was feeling too. And her face is hot and tingling. So we seem to be feeling a lot of the same stuff. Freedom says very hot through torso and head. Okay, so Bonnie says she felt the web coat very strongly, very sticky and thick. Yuck. Let's have a look. Stephanie's saying, oh dear, that's a good reminder, probably, that you're doing the web coat. Because it's been quite a few months ago, I think, that the web coat one came up. And I know I did do that one, but I think when you were doing that, Ron, I was feeling some stuff on my left cheek and on my left arm, which seems to be my place for feeling most stuff, no matter what you're doing. That's I guess that's a big exit point for me, I'm assuming, because I get a lot of feeling there, and I'm just scanning down to see if anybody... Oh, Kathy is saying no sound here either. We must be losing sound. Okay, so if you guys can type in and let me know if you do hear us, because if you don't, I guess maybe we need to redial. And BBS, if you're listening, if you could come on and let us know if there's a problem with the sound. So in the meantime, Ron... the one that you've just found, is it multi-layers going in, or is it kind of a one-layer thing on us, the new one that you've just found?
Oh, it's multi-layers, multi-layers. You could have, 50 to 200 lifetimes attached to you, like glued onto you, and it depends how they wish to create it. So is it just kind of... visualize hypodermic needles going in from each one of these into your body, into one of your cells, and then they find a situation. And I don't know how they interact with which layer, which one is used first. You know, I don't get into that aspect. You know, you don't know if they're using maybe the one that's number 50 or number 27 or whatever, but... they do use one or some of those parallel lice as the cell starts to play back the movie of an emotional trauma. And then they decide which parallel life to put you on somehow. And from there, you know, they can also program that same lifetime into the future. So you have it now, and then they kind of monitor it, and if it works out good for them, and they go, well, this person really jumped around a lot, you know. They're in this emotional thing. They really got upset. We're going to rerun this maybe in a month from now. And then they put that into another parallel lifetime. So that's kind of what I'm discovering here. And once it's taken off of your body, I did a few people so far, and I'm trying to hold the energy away. But, boy, the body feels wonderful once the whole body's cleared. So I'm still in the process of figuring this one out to keep this energy away from you. It kind of looks like little tentacles attached to a brick wall, kind of like moss, we'll say, and the moss is like wiggling, you know, and it's trying to connect back into your body. So I'm kind of pushing stuff away about 10 feet away from the person so that... it doesn't reattach, so I got to figure out what to do there. But anyway, that's kind of where I am with this here. And it is, once you get it off you, you feel like you felt when you had your first emotional clearing, because all of a sudden everything drops away and you feel wonderful. And this is what it's doing. Plus, you don't have, remember, they're just recycling your past. And they're bringing up stuff in your cellular memory. So this takes that away because they can't connect to it in parallel lifetimes. So not only because you are viewing the parallel lifetimes instantly all the time, may not be conscious to you, but your body's still going through it because your body knows. And then if you have a bleed through, then it's going to come through to you as maybe a dream or a thought or something. But your body is... you know, abducted going through these things. And so is your spirit. But your mind, what you think with, may not be connected. So you are having situations. And that's why, you know, when I talk about some of the people who've been abducted, and they have marks on their body, the mind doesn't really know what happened consciously. But the marks are there to prove that something happened to people. But like I said, I have seen a lot of people in the UFO scenario. When I used to go to the UFO conferences, they would talk about having triangles put on their skin, the dots of a triangle, perfect triangle, okay? The dots are maybe about a half an inch apart. And instead of having, it looked like a little pimple, but the head was not sticking up like a pimple. It was sticking down, so it was concave. And I've seen a few people with those, and they really thought they were neat because they were at a UFO conference and they had contact, they had this on their body. Mm-hmm. Other people have had skin lacerations, like a razor blade, inch to two-inch cuts on their neck and stuff like that, and they go away within about 3 days. Anyway, like I said, people who go to those events, the aliens think that you're fair game because you're there to experience the aliens. So that gives them more of a permission to abduct you. So, anyway, back to you two ladies.
Oh, my goodness, Ron. You just described the dots I had in my back years ago.
Oh,
I didn't know where that came from. I thought I got a rash from wearing, washing my clothes in the public laundry. I had no idea. That's exactly what you described. Mm. Okay.
What I have is I've actually seen this device on some of the ships when I used to go on them and fight the aliens to tell them to get out of here. They have, like, this instrument. You know, if you take your thumb and your two fingers, you know, the next two fingers, and you put them together, this instrument, like, comes down. It's normally the ones I have seen are like, chrome-plated steel. That's the way they look anyway. And they have needles at the end of these here, and they're a perfect triangle. And they put it onto the skin, and they somehow resonate the skin some way. They take, like, blood samples. And let me just kind of go back into the past here so I can pull up what I've seen.
How do we clear this, Ron? Is this a dark energetic clearing?
You could probably go into the, boy, that's a good question.
I'm not curious what the purpose was, because I don't know what that did to me, and I know that was my first weird skin thing.
I'd go into that page and clear it. I'm just seeing extracting fluids. So that's what they do. The race that did this that I'm looking at is no longer around. They got terminated. Anyway, that's what I've seen, okay?
Okay.
Gosh.
Can I bring up something from the other day when you did the show and you crashed? Remember for the 8-8, then we talked about how it represented money, and you sort of crashed something to do it because the stock market was going crazy or the news was bad. And then did you know that because you did it at 10 o'clock, so the stock market was closed, everything was doing terribly, and then the next morning I heard that the stock market went up. Surprisingly, they did not expect that. And today, of course, it's back down, but, you know, obviously you can't sustain the timeline crash for what you helped us with that. That was just very interesting. I noticed that, and I think Janice mentioned it to me as well in an email. So,
yeah, those timeline crashes are very good for anybody who does them because it will affect a lot of things.
This clearing that you're doing, that you just the delaminating, is that going to be somewhat on the intensives, or this is just a separate clearing that you're doing?
It'll be a separate clearing, I believe. I probably cannot do it with a lot of people at once. It takes a lot of energy to hold these things off. Remember, they're going into warfare because you're separating their link to you. Remember, this is like that. You know, it's attached to you. It's attached to your skin.
Got it.
So
wow.
it's bad, okay. But you feel better afterwards. Your body feels much, much lighter. Feels like you have space, kind of like you landed here for the first time, and you have no obstructions around you. And you people out there listening may kind of understand how that feels a little bit. But that's kind of what it does. Most people, feel like when they look upon their past, you know, like it's not fair. Because naturally, when you think about your past, what are you bringing up? You're bringing up your past and your parallel lifetimes to enforce your past. And then all of a sudden, you're put into that reality. I'll give you a situation here, which you could probably maybe kind of relate to. Let's just do a scenario where, we'll say a guy is a male or female who maybe has a couple $1,000 and they want to go to the gambling casino. And they go there, maybe they go to Las Vegas, and they get down to the last $10 because they gave the rest away. And they go to this particular big wheel, we'll say, in one of the casinos there. And they put in their last $10 or whatever, and they're supposed to give them a gigantic win. So they put the $10 in, and all of a sudden they win, you know, $10 million. And they're like, wow, you know, down to my last $10, and I won all this money. Well, then they start gambling again the next day, and maybe they get a few drinks, and the voice inside of their head, which is attaching to them, says to keep gambling, and you're going to be making $100 million, and naturally they gamble it all away. So now what do they have for the rest of their life? They were a multimillionaire for one day, and each time, you know, when they start having financial difficulties or something, then they go into depression because they stupidly gave it all away because they had it once, okay? And so that's how the dark side takes you from a past parallel life into the future parallel life, and they can bring that trauma back. So that type of person that happened to is probably never going to really be mentally sane, because, you know, if you had $100 million or let's just say $10 million, anybody listening here, even $1 million, you know, if you, you know, didn't, you know, give it away, you'd probably feel pretty good, feel secure. So that's what they do, is that they traumatize you with that. And so that's a typical example of what the dark side wants to do to you. So that's why you want to get these things off. So I'll be working on this clearing probably for the next couple of weeks, trying to figure out more to do with it here.
May I make a suggestion? I don't know. You said you wanted to keep it off. If they, how about if they go in the light infusion for a while? Is that, would that keep it away?
Right
harmonic?
Now, I don't know.
Well, the harmonic.
Yeah, I don't know how much energy
I'm just throwing it out there because it just popped into my head.
Yeah, I don't know how much energy I'm going to be needing to hold these ceilings in place. Okay.
Oh. Okay. Right. I did want to ask you, Ron, because I had been away from the intensive for over a year, and I had been on it for like a year. Can I ask you a personal question online on this show? Because I know I lost some of my spirit. I started, when I first started with you, I started doing the intensives in a lot of clearings, you know, at one time, a lot of barcodes. I went from 50, and I went up to 90, and I feel like I don't know, maybe I need to confirm, but I feel like I dropped because I've been away for like a year. So I just wanted to see, and I do feel I need to come back, so that's why I'm just, you know, wanting to
Ask it feels
you.
Like you went down to, I don't know, you run between probably 65 to 75%.
That's
right now,
very low for me.
much better than most people. So, yeah, so if you were at 90, then you did lose some points there, only because probably the mind energy got you, and that could be what it would be, you know.
Yeah, it was before you did the satellite clearing, because I started zoning out and thinking I was such a big shot. I think I could keep my own spirit and without, you know, worrying about. I wanted to, like, take a break, because it was so lengthy for all the clearings, and then see, when I take a break, see what happens. I lose my spirit. But I always somehow knew to come back. Something new would come up when all of a sudden I'd be able to get on the show. My computer would start working again, and then I'm back again. So I know I can easily jump back up as soon as I get more, do all these timeline crashes, which I haven't, I've been too lazy to do. Or I'm trying to catch up, and I can't have just the window of the timeline crashes right now.
Yeah.
So. Are we still on the, right now, I mean, the intensives are over for July, so we're no longer up there, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. And,
oh, we'll be going back up this weekend.
Yeah,
they start
that's what I wanted to
weekend.
Ask you more about, because it's sort of changed, and I like that you have this, the added like the water thing that we can go on our own and do that. That's really incredible because before I was like always trying to grab the water and trying to drink as much water during the, that 8-hour call, and now we could spread it out and even take baths in the water, and I love it now. It's so much more, I don't know, efficient. Things have changed in a year. So
yeah,
obviously.
What we do, if you haven't been on the call, at the very end we do bath water. And then we also give you codes that you can use to go on throughout the month and get water. And then I also give out some other type of clearing with that. I'll have to figure out what to do this month here for everybody. So basically, you're getting probably a good $100 clearing along with going on, you know, those particular calls. So it's very, very nice. And it keeps you in the resonance all the time. And when you're in quarantine, the Lightship is continuously working with you to bring yourself back together again as far as the parts of you that have left and are taken into the darkness. So that's what they're doing, is taking out the alien critters along with finding you and bringing you back, because you're part of the light, and the light has to find the light to make itself whole. And that's basically what it is. So we get rid of a lot of the alien critters and other things that are out there that are attached or stealing light and going into the darkness with it.
But I also love that we're also in the healing rooms as well, the parts that are not in quarantine. We're doing so much healing. And I love that. I've heard it seems like we have a lot of new rooms since I've been gone. Especially, I came on to one of your conference calls and you were doing the oscillating room. That was like really interesting.
That'll be working with the cells. So I'm going to be doing that one. I'll be doing the oscillation room. What that does is take out the aliens that came into your body and are cloaking themselves. Or hiding into your cells and body parts, organs, etc. And so they will actually look like, you know, part of you. And so the Lightship does this special oscillation to get rid of, to look for more of the aliens that are not in an alien life form. So the other calls that we have done in the past, and we'll still be doing this on the calls naturally, but initially we started just looking for aliens, alien life forms, parasitic life forms. Now we're looking at the parasitic life forms along with the aliens that have cloned themselves, cloaked into you, that look like you, look like a part of you, like a fingernail or, you know, part of your, you know, skin cells or something, and we're getting rid of those too. And if they have taken that part of you, like a fingernail, then they look for the fingernail to bring it back to you. So this is much deeper on the clearing process, and quite interesting. But I'll do a sample of that for people right now. So here we go. This is like the oscillation type of energy. And you might feel your body actually being shaken, but it's at such a high rate that it would be hard to detect. Down here, it might feel like you're being shaken maybe 5 to 10 times a second, okay? But on the Lightship, it's much faster than that. But you might feel that, because anything faster than that rate of being moved, you probably would not be able to sense it. So down here, it might feel like 5 to 10 times the duration. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see how your body is responding to this here. You might feel like your insides are being shaken from left to right, up and down, back and forth. You might feel like your internal organs are in a different location now, which could be true. So, in fact, I'll do a clearing on that. This I haven't done for quite a while. This is a lot of fun. So, as you get older, you know things start to sag, you know, in your body. What we're going to do is lift up your lungs a little bit here. Going to do that. Left lung first, right lung, there we go. And reposition your heart in your chest cavity along with the lungs so that you're running more optimum performance here.
Maybe Ron, the heart. Do the bladder, because I know a lot of, when as you get older, your bladder drops, so that's probably why people have to go to the bathroom so much. I'm getting older, so I don't know. I would like to have the bladder, if you don't mind.
Okay, so here we go with lungs and heart here. So take a deep breath, inhale, exhale a few times, and see if your breathing becomes easier, okay? And you might feel less tension in your chest here as your heart is probably working a little bit easier because it's not as compressed in a little cavity. There we go. Bladder. Let's see what we can do with the bladder here. Here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, oh boy, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, we'll just see how that works out. So I guess back to you, Carrie. You can maybe read the fast chat, and we'll see what is up.
Sure.
Boy, time's going by pretty quickly here.
Yes, it is. It actually, you know, I was looking at the clock a little bit ago, and at 7:27, it seems like it stopped for about 5 minutes. Took ages to get to 32, and now it's all of a sudden it's 38, which is reminding me of your speeding up and slowing down that you were doing on Monday. But I'll just read a few comments here. Shane is noticing something interesting, and he's wondering how to describe it in words, but he's saying that he is hearing a garbled frequency, like 1,000 languages mixed together, and he says, like, playing records backwards super fast is what it sounds like. So maybe he's hearing the voices of what you're removing from us, Ron. I don't know. It sounds really...
Yeah, maybe the aliens are groaning, huh?
Yeah. And then Mark had a question a little bit ago. I'm trying to click on the fast chat. My fast chat's being very slow today. I can't get back the page, but I'm going to try and paraphrase it because we don't have too many questions. And Mark was asking about whether, I think it's to do with the new clearing that you did the sample of at the top of the show, the one you just found, Ron, and he's wondering if it's connected with our DNA and is it going into our DNA in this body, because he says he feels like, I think he said he felt like it goes really deep, what you were doing.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it does connect to your DNA, yes. So that's how they find out what they want to bring you into. Remember, your whole life here is your storyline of your life is your DNA, okay? So you're bringing up events from the past, making a new movie of it in today's reality. And they tap into that, connect into the DNA, and bring forth dreams and situations according to that. So that's what they're doing.
Okay.
And it would be interesting, I'm just thinking here, if your body was brought into the future and, you know, very possibly our bodies could have been catapulted into the future and then brought back here into this past, which would be our now. If they're able to, you know, detect that future and terrorize us with something of future events that could have been real. So I'm just trying to look at this as some of the alien movies that are out, you know, as they show different situations where the aliens come. And maybe that is from somebody who saw something in the future, and they're bringing it in now. So maybe the person doing the particular script writing or whatever on a movie saw that, and then it becomes reality because they experienced some kind of alien situation. And they could even use that to maybe torment you, too, in some kind of weird dream where you're seeing some kind of weird thing. And it could be real in a future timeline that your body knows about, but you have no awareness of it whatsoever. So I'll just throw that out. That makes it even more fun.
So what's your next question, Pauline? Do you have more?
Well, he didn't finish talking about the intensives. Now, there's a component, if you take the package, right, there's a four-hour ascension call. Could you explain what that is and why we're doing that along with, since you, if you're going to do the 3 weeks, you also get that in as a gift. So
initially I started off doing a four-hour ascension call, I guess a few years ago, I'm guessing, maybe longer, I don't know. But we did the call to help people out to get more energy, to bring have the light ship concentrate on things needed for the ascension. On that call, I do ascension-type healings along with physical healings, too, because they're kind of, they work hand-in-hand. There's probably actually much, much more going on the ascension part that I don't talk about on the call. So if you do get on the call and maybe you hear maybe an hour of ascension work, and then you hear maybe a couple hours of the other and maybe the hour of water charging, there's much, much more going on the ascension. I'm just not bringing it up. So that call is designed for ascension to clear out the energies in your body so that your body is getting prepared for the ascension process. I know we bring in some of the masters. We do the amber blood, bring in the magnet energies, bring in the little star Davids, the Merkabahs into your body, special rooms with the golden light, just many other types of rooms, but a lot of them I don't comment on. In fact, I'll bring in one of the rooms that I haven't commented on. They're showing me this room right now, so we're going to feel this energy. So this room I have not brought forth consciously on any of the 4-hour ascension calls. So we're going to bring this room in right now. And we've been on this room and in this room. But here we go. This room here is a room which has looks like vertical pillars of pink light. And we're going to walk through these pink light energy channels. Why they're pink, I don't know, but that's how they're being shown to me here. So here we go. We're going to walk through the first one. There's going to be 8 of these. So here we go. We're going to be walking right now through the first one. Okay, you might feel it around your body. And like a big spotlight being put on you from above and below. Okay, there we go. Going into the second one now. Okay, going into the third one. And fourth one, and fifth one, and sixth one, and number 7, and the 8th one. There we go. So, how do you guys feel?
I feel juiced and relaxed.
Yes. I love it. I'm glad you told us some of the rooms that we have. We don't even know that we're in, and you just didn't mention them. I like to know these things because it just felt like it was the same thing over and over. And I know there's probably a lot more since I don't see.
Yeah, I can tell you that you're probably into about 200 rooms on each 4-hour call. I may only bring forth a dozen or two of those during
and
that
people,
process. So.
And people who don't go on the intensives can still do the ascension call separate, right?
Yes, they can. It's $60 for themselves, the 4-hour call. Then we do water charging. So you have 7 containers of water. I'd recommend probably doing at least half gallons to a gallon of water, and you can have that throughout the next week. You drink one container at a time in consecutive order, and it'll give special light codes for your body to heal. Now, some people have said, gee, Ron, one day I had the water and I got extra thirsty. I drank it all. And got to be about 5 o'clock. I needed some more water. Am I able to drink the second one? Yes, you can. You can go on to the next bottle of water if you run out of the first one. Now, the other flip side of the coin is the person is not real thirsty, and they drink half the water. They go, gee, what do I do with this water? Well, put it in your bath water that night, whatever you have left over. That works out very well for that, too. And if you don't have a bathtub in your place, then make a little foot bath. Get a little container and put it in the water, put your feet in it, and, wow, it's great. And you can also do water activations, too, on the website if you want. You can go on there for a dollar and do the activated water, too. So if you have maybe a skin condition or something, you can do skin misting water, and that's very nice. We do the skin misting on a lot of the conference calls that we have Monday, Wednesday, and Friday as a little treat. We also do the water for your bathtub at the end of the 8-hour Sunday calls, and may even do it on the Saturday if I can remember. So that when you get done with the call, you can go in and take a nice long bath and have some beautiful energized water. So it looks like our time is 47, not too bad. I'm kind of feeling that the time is going fast and going slow, and very interesting. Back to you, Carrie and Pauline.
Okay, you carry on, Pauline, if you have more you want to talk about.
Yeah, sort of. I was just going to share that if you don't do the, you're sort of, it's sort of crazy not to do the whole package, because I try to do some of, when I needed to, you know, get off, I was doing the website, the alien attack, and doing some body rejuvenations every once in a while. It's just so time consuming to do it on my own that I love that, you know, when we do the intensives and it's the whole package, I don't have to, be concerned about that. I guess then I could be concentrating on my timeline crashes. So that would make more sense than to go the cheap route, which is not really the cheap route anyway, because you give so much away when you do the intensive package. You seem to give, like, always these free clearings and water charging page. So it just doesn't make sense not to do the whole package. It's just much more efficient. So I actually have been coming on your Wednesday conference calls because I had, you know, I didn't really know, I needed to get back on the light shift, so I figured that was a good, and that's a good bargain as well, Ron. It's like a whole 4 weeks for, I think, $60, and half of the hour you go up on the in the sort of healing rooms, and I think even when we're charging the water, we're still getting healing, aren't we?
Yes, that is correct, yes. Uh-huh. So, and those calls, basically, the first half an hour is on the light shift, doing physical healings in the rooms. And then straight up on the hour, like today, we had it. We probably ended maybe 35, 40 after. And we do the water charging then. But you're still in the light shift for, you know, doing healings. But I don't always mention the rooms that we're in because we're focused by holding our water in our hands to do the water charging.
I always go into the food court, even if you don't mention it, because I want to get my vitamins and my energies that I need, because I don't really like taking supplements on this planet. So I do. That's why I think I'm going to continue with the Wednesday calls, because it's very important.
So, yeah, a lot of fun, too.
Yeah, that's what we always get to go to the new rooms before everybody else, so I know that. I noticed that you do that. We get to have a little, everybody does get there, but it's nice to preview
yeah.
your rooms.
I think you're probably a tour guide up there, Pauline.
Are you ever going to do, like, a trip up there? We could, like, have a vacation, you know, package up there?
Yeah, that'd be nice, yeah. A light ship cruise, huh?
Yeah, a light ship where we could actually just stay up there. Not just for the intensives and whatnot, but I'm, like, even not being in quarantine, but I guess we only get to go up for the conference calls. That's our little vacations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was serious. Okay. Now, I don't have much more, so maybe you should check the fast chat.
Well, I was just going to say, actually, because you brought the web coat clearing up, Pauline, which we haven't talked about in a long time. And,
well, that was given with one of the intensives, which I didn't do, so that's why I need to do it. And I figured,
uh-huh.
It sounds like you people need to do the unlimited, because it seemed to have cut back on you, Kelly.
Yeah.
You felt anything.
Yeah. I'm sure it's one of the things we get slimed with if we get touched by somebody else. Even if we've cleared it, but it's on Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and It's I think it's for a month, is it, Ron? And it's $100, and people could probably get this on your summer special for $50. If you've done any other clearings from any point at the beginning of this year, Ron has his summer special still running. I think, is it to September 1st or the end of September? I don't remember when your summer special stopped.
I believe it's the end of September.
Okay, so if you've done any clearings at any point this year that were $100, you can do this one for $50. So if you're new and you haven't done it yet, or if you're not new and you haven't done it yet, that's half off. So
well, if you need to update yourself and get the unlimited on something you didn't get the unlimited on.
Yeah, good
like
idea.
$100, you get $50 off. So if you get an unlimited something, that's good.
Yeah. So let me see here. Something's up with my fast chat today.
I'm all out of questions.
You're all out of questions. Uh-oh.
For today, just for now, I'll think of more coming up
Friday. And I'm kicking back
to
my feet up. So let's
well, Ron, you know, we're in the now, so I don't have any questions.
Yeah.
So we have some comments on tingling lungs and lower spine and stuff, Ron, for the clearing that you did, probably the clearing when you lifted up our saggy parts, I think, is what that one's for.
Yeah, I'll do a clearing for women here. I did this a long time ago. And this is the weight of your breast making you get hunched over in the front, okay? So men don't have that problem. Maybe their bellies might.
You know. I don't have that problem either.
I don't have a chest.
Anyway,
so the larger-breasted among us.
Yeah, so some of you women may know what I'm talking about then. Anyway, so here we go.
I'm sagging butts.
But, we're going to put some energy, I won't say on your breast, but it'll be energy to, like, braces, okay, to make you be a little more erect, okay?
Okay.
So you're on the light ship right now. And you're in complete control of what's happening. So they're showing you different options. So here we go. I'll count to 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Now, if you like the way this is, ask the light ship and the doctors that are working with you to kind of hold it in place. Maybe put it in your consciousness, in your body's consciousness, to keep the braces on. So,
interesting.
Just kind of see how you feel. You'd probably feel like even the men that you're can sit up a little straighter. That's how you're probably going to feel the net results of this here. So, back to you, Carrie and Pauline.
So we have a few people. Kathy has an itchy back, and Everett did too. I think that's from earlier, and we have a few comments about the pink vertical columns. Ron Shane is saying that it separates trauma from time and space, and he's saying that the pink vertical, they take timelines apart, he's saying. So that's an interesting observation. And what else do we have? I saw something else, and it just popped away. All kinds of stuff releasing, says Shane. All this stuff going on at the same time in us is crazy. Yes, it is. That's for sure. Mind picks different records, so to speak, to play out its reality. Allotted mind slots in the timeline not working here. So, yeah, I'm feeling... I'm tired today, so I'm not really in tune with my body as much as I normally am, but I am still feeling quite a bit of stuff swooshing around me. I'm itchy too, Kathy. My back's not itching, but when I read that, my I noticed my hands, back of my hands were itching, and my throat, neck, that front skin that first got hot, Ron, when you did the new clearing sample at the beginning, I think is still, I'm still feeling stuff there, too. So I am scanning away here. I'm not seeing any other questions. I did also want to remind people, because I know we have a few more listeners on Wednesday than we do on Mondays, that you have a the body jump-starting bargain package bundle coming out soon. So maybe in the last minute here you want to mention that. I know there are five clearings coming up for people who have a lot of physical issues. So do you want to just close with that, Ron, so people know that's coming?
Yeah, that will be coming. I'll be checking on it tomorrow. Hopefully it'll be up by the end of the week here. It's going to be the Be Here Now, the Magnetic Twisted Body, Body Rejuvenation, Circulatory Clearing, and the Mind of the Body. And all these are very good clearings to have if you have some type of physical condition, problem, malady, or something like that. And it's going to be $200. And it will be good when you sign up for it till, I think, the end of the year. So you can go on it as much as you want for that price and see if you can get into some wellness. That's what I'm putting it up for. So back to you, Carrie. I guess
okay.
We should probably sign off here.
Yeah, I have 58. We probably should. So, Pauline, thank you so much for coming on and sponsoring today. Any of you who want to do that, it helps out Ron because he has to pay for these shows, and you get to come on and have a little bit more concentrated question time with Ron, which is always nice. So thanks again, Pauline. That was great, yeah. And I hope you had a nice hour.
I felt the light ship in my home.
That's oh, good, yeah. I know. It's different, isn't it? It's really, really nice.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. So thank you, everybody. Blessings. Next program is Friday, and we have our Q&A Friday night after the program, Station 2 on BBS. So blessings, everybody.
Good night.
Pauline and Carrie. See you later.
Thank you, Ron.
Bye.
Bye-bye.